Hey, loved ones. This is Johnny Scott Gramercy. You are listening to Neighborhood Love Radio. A little bit later, I got guest Levi Ponce, a famous international muralist. He's been a guest before. He's coming back and talk about upcoming projects. We're going to talk a little about art, process, what have you. What you just heard was LA's own Chris Murray, originally from Canada, but now we get to call him our own in Los Angeles. This is Smooth Beans out of Spain with their cover of Bank Robber by The Clash. Thank you, loved ones. Enjoy.
Fire, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, a Ashanti, Ma Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yohuru, Yohuru, Namibia, Yohuru, Yohuru Sweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, I've spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. This story, her story, our story. The story is still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.
Okay.
only band that matters. That's Guns of Brixton off the London Calling record, 1979. My personal musical hero, Paul Simonon, singing, playing guitar on that one. Prior to that, we heard Muta Baruga and the Observers, Under Tight Wraps Meets This Poem, from the Creation Rebel Trojan Remixed. Before that, we heard Bank Robber by Smooth Beans, and that's off an interesting compilation, The Clash Goes Jamaican. It's basically all reggae, ska covers of the Clash songs. That's out on Golden Singles, which is a Spanish label. That's a Spanish band, Smooth Beans, doing that tune. Started off with LA's own Chris Murray, Let There Be Peace, also from a comp from Hellcat Records. It's a great compilation, including the Agrolites, Mescaleros, and Rancid. Give Them the Boot, number 4 from Hellcat Records. All right, well, just in the nick of time here, like Superman. Levi Ponce, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Good to be back.
Good, good. Welcome back. Thank you for coming in. Also, we got Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Michael, I want to make sure to say this. Rivera?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know it's a little bit of an Anglo pronunciation. How would you say it?
It's fine. You just have to roll the R, and it's the same thing.
I'm bad at my R's.
Rivera.
Rivera. And why are you guys hanging out? Other than, you know, studs kind of are attracted, you know, hanging out together all the time. But what, you guys got a project coming up this Sunday?
Yeah, we got a mural coming up at Plaza de la Raza in Lincoln Heights at, you know, Lincoln Park. It's going to be of Yenny Rivera. You want to talk a little bit about that, Mike?
Yeah, it's part, well, it's really Levi just, you know, flexing and being able to, you know, doing me a favor, but I will be helping out. But it's part of my project called Project Paloma, which is really just a project just made to dedicate murals to her, and that's really what the goal is. And Jenny Rivera is my mother, and she's a regional Mexican singer that passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
but she has a pretty strong following, and she's very, especially with the Hispanic community and the women in the Hispanic community, because she's very empowering. So
it's not just a singer; she is actress, and she kind of she was kind of Renaissance woman, right?
Yeah, she did a lot, and you know she persevered through a lot, and especially in that industry where, you know, it's very male dominated.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a TV show, there's a clothing line, music.
Yeah, she, anything that she could touch, you know, and we're still carrying on her projects today.
I don't know, I don't know a lot about it, and so I'm looking forward to getting educated a little bit, but I also know that she's done a lot to help more specifically, like women, they were in a bad situation at home and stuff, right?
Yeah, one of the main things, you know, people always come up to me and they just tell me, yo, your mom was such a big inspiration. She, you know, gave me the strength that I needed to leave my husband who was abusive, or she gave me, you know, the strength I needed to go through, you know, pressing charges on someone who had abused their daughter in certain ways and stuff. And, just real powerful things like that, you know, and just beyond that, she's just an awesome entertainer. Even just as far as music goes, you know, there's not very many women in that industry that have the presentation that she did, and you know, she broke down a lot of doors for people that are going to come after her.
Yeah, if love owns want to sort of research about the lady we're talking about, that's could you spell out the name for everybody so they can Google search it?
Yeah, it's Jenny Rivera, J-E-N-N-I, and Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A.
Excellent.
And she has a website, JennyRiveraMusic.com.
Okay.
And, you know, they could get familiar with her on there, and you just, you know, search like you would for any other artist.
And forgive me, I'm not terribly aware, like, when we talk about music, what she covers, sort of some of the Mexican standards, or...
She kind of set a lot of standards, I think. Well, for her specific industry, because there weren't a lot of women that excelled, you know, in regional Mexican music, just because there's so much machismo that runs it.
I wouldn't call myself an expert by any means, but I do like some of the old, like some of the old mariachis and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a masculine. I mean, there's women artists, Estela Nunez, there's a couple other ones. But it is sort of a masculine music, but it doesn't have to be. I'm just saying, for some, maybe it's just masculine because that's what I'm used to hearing.
Yeah, and
you know,
and
your Pedro Infantes and
that's a cool thing, because I guess you could describe her music as feminine, but I know, you know, plenty of men that are, that, you know, I would go to concerts with her growing up all the time, and I would just trip out. There would be, you know, like, all kinds of, you know, guys that are all dressed up nice, you know, out there looking for girls, and then you got the cholos all hugging each other, singing her songs all drunk in the crowd. It was, you know, it's awesome. You know, she's music for everybody.
That's cool. That's cool you got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So, let me see, we got a couple minutes and we're going to play some more music and then we're going to come back and talk. But briefly, what are we talking about on Sunday? What are you guys doing?
Sunday, we got a wall over at Plaza de la Raza, like I said. I did a mural there last year for Dia de los Muertos of Selena, another Mexican singer.
Yeah.
And so that was on the right side of the building. There's an adjacent wall. It's on an inlay. The building has a beautiful inlay. Mm-hmm. There's another inlay on the left side. So we're going to, you know, complement the left side of the building now with a Jenny Rivera mural.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really cool because as far as, you know, Selena is a very different brand of music, but they both are very strong legacies and stuff. And, you know, it'll be two very awesome legends that aren't with us anymore, you know, paying homage to in the same place.
Yeah. That's cool because, as far as I'm concerned, I can't really speak on growing up anywhere else, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a native Angelino from Los Angeles, culturally speaking, I'm part Chicano.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because this was Mexico before it was U.S. I mean, it's ingrained. And so, like, I can definitely appreciate that. That's not a part of Mexican culture. That's more specifically a part of this part of the country's culture as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. That's cool that you're honoring your moms, and your mom did great things, and you're willing to recognize that.
Yeah, which is awesome, because, you know, I feel like there, you know, we show that we miss our mom in different ways. We give back to her in different ways, and this is my way of giving back. And Levi's just, you know, generous enough to be part of the team, and you know, this is just going to be the first of many. And that's what, like what you said, going back to being this part of the country, I want to travel and put, you know, make her part of different cities everywhere, because there's a strong presence of her in LA, but, you know, she also has a lot of fans in, you know, in Texas. There's a lot of people in Chicago, and, you know, like, just have it part of different cities, and that's, you know, the best I can do, you know, to still connect with her.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe, like, what you guys are going to do, like, as far as how the piece will look? Or is it a little bit kind of...
It's actually a very simple portrait, a very simple background to compliment her, just because the Selena one isn't too complex either, you know, so we want to balance that one. But I love this guy's portrait skills, so I wouldn't want to saturate it with too much in the back. And it's a picture that hasn't been used before, which is also a really, you know, cool thing. So, we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's been a great experience being able to go through Mikey here and go through personal family pictures and portraits of Jenny, you know, and being able to pick out the ones that we thought would, you know, work best as opposed to, you know, Googling her.
You feel like you know her a little bit better. In
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, so Jenny Rivera, JennyRivera,
yes, sir.
.com?
Jenny Rivera
Music. Music, okay. And then, of course, the artist, Levi Ponce, www.leviponce.com. I got that right?
That's right. Check it out.
Okay. Of course, you can find all this stuff on the Facebook and whatnot. Are you on Instagram, man?
I am.
Yeah.
Check me out at Levi Ponce.
All right. And let me see. We're going to get into a little bit more music. You guys can hang out for a little bit and we'll talk some more.
Sounds great.
Okay. Because it wouldn't be Neighborhood Love Radio unless we talked about food a little bit at some point.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll come back. Anyway... Music. Oh, I'm going to start you guys off with do you guys know who the Lions are? Local band, the Lions?
I'm not familiar.
Sort of a roots super group local. They got a couple of guys from Hepcat. They got Black Shakespeare. It's a couple people from Oregon playing. And it's basically the best of like soul and funk and ska and reggae locally. And they all come together under the group name The Lions. They're on True Thoughts Records. This is a tune called This Generation. It's featuring Malik Moore and Black Shakespeare. Check it out. Hope you guys like it.
Can't roll us play.
legendary Kingston artist producer Derek Harriott, Let Me Down Easy. That's from the Trojan 12-inch box set out 2008. He's 75 this year, man, still out there doing it, still out there playing live. Hey, next up, this is interesting, something I came across recently. Let me see if I don't butcher the name. Zvulun Dub System. Zvulun Dub System. They're out of Tel Aviv, Israel. This tune is called Sam Bam off of their forthcoming record. It's out July 1st, I think. Anyway, check it out. I like it. Hope you do too.
ملكام فكرنيا اند دقنتو فقطع قرصدو تبي لالكان جيتو اقرين كاقوني سي درس دمسين سمينا ملس عانشين قنشو تشندافس قلاين عاديو داسس فكر بانيا لاينجس جاني وردد فندق لمد رقا Lenim, Saisi and Canyal, Alcore the Lenim, the Kailan Satya, Lematos was in, yes, I left no Hulun, Yemeta de Gene. A green Kaguni Cedars, Timsin Semina Meles, and Chingu Church and Davis, Gelang in Argudas, Fakir Banyala Ingus. Yanne, we're dead, subsabbe, limit, rega, rega. Sabe samargini, sabe samargini, ya geres lijinini. Sabe samargini, sabe samargini, ya geres lijinini. Davis, Gelayan Argudas, Fakir Banya Lyingus, Janne, or Dead, Subsurf, Lemet, Rega, Rega, Sabe Samargini, Sabe Samargini, Yager is leading me, Sabe Samargini, Sabe Samargini, Yager is leading me.
Israeli reggae. That's from their upcoming release on Medtone Records. It's out, early next month, early July. And look out, Seattle, they're coming to you this weekend. So the band is called Zvulun, Zvulun Dub System. I like it. Before that, we heard the legend, Derek Harriott, Let Me Down Easy. And prior to that, we heard Elizon, The Lions. That's the This Generation off of the album of the same name. Out on True Thoughts Recordings. They're playing Thursday, July 3rd at the House of Blues with Stereo Scenario. the Lions.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Okay, we got Sunday. We talked about Sunday a little bit. What else is in the hopper? Like, you got, I find out you, man, you're not sitting down. You're not the type of dude just to sit around.
Yeah, I don't sit down for too long. This Sunday, we got that mural coming up at Plaza de la Raza. And then midweek, I take off for Mérida, Yucatán, in Mexico. It's about an hour inland of Cancun. I'm at the Museum of Contemporary Art out there. I'm going to be painting a 30-foot by 80-foot mural. It's like 3,400 square feet. And it should be exciting times out in Mérida. I call it LA Woman. It's a little mix of the good and the bad, you know, that LA has to offer. And I do it, I interpret LA, you know, through a woman, much like The Doors' LA Woman or like American Woman, right? Like the song.
Do you find it's more fun to paint backgrounds or sort of or the main subject as far as communication? Do you communicate more with the main subject or like the embellishments or backgrounds that you put in, or is it just kind of equal to use?
That's a good question. I think it's kind of equal. I take great care into the gesture, the pose, the into the portrait, but also the background speaks so much, and I try and make it subtle. So there's an art there in keeping it subtle and keeping it, you know, keeping the aesthetics while keeping the message, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of communication with your work. I noticed that, and I have noticed that just an eyebrow, you know, a little hand, just the way the hand moves, and has a lot, I don't know, for me, your subjects have a lot more in common, I'd say, with sculpture, for me anyway, you know, than maybe some other portrait work, you know? Is that something that...
You know, they said the same thing about Michelangelo. Uh-huh. But he was, you know, he sculpted a lot. But they said his paintings looked like sculptures. And I've gotten that before as well, but I'll take that as a compliment.
We were just talking about this the other night.
Yeah. and you know what? I'm out there for 3 weeks. When I get back, I'm doing the 170 freeway. This is in collaboration with my good friend Ernie Merlin. Merlin of Merlin Creative.
When you say 170 freeway, you mean like the side of the freeway?
Yeah, yeah. So as you're driving down the 170 freeway at Sherman Way, you'll be able to see a mural there on the west side.
Oh, no kidding.
So look forward to that by year's end.
Yeah. You'll probably need a rest after that, man. The fumes.
Yeah. Well, maybe when I get back from Buffalo, because that's planned out right after that mural freeway mural.
Yeah. That's cool. What else you got going on? I mean, like I said, I mean, that would be enough for your average man. But not my buddy Levi. What else you got going on? Because I know you got like five things.
Moment, actually, PBS is working on a mini documentary. Mm-hmm. They're following me around. They'll be there on Sunday. They'll be following me and Mikey around on Sunday, actually, as we paint this mural and, you know, do it with the community that comes out. There'll be plenty of guests. I invite everybody to stop by. Again, Plaza de la Raza this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So PBS is doing that documentary as part of a larger series called Angelino. So they focus in on people of LA and, you know, the lives that we live here.
Okay. Just relevant people that, well, I don't want to say relevant, you know, but...
Let's say interesting.
People that do stuff.
Though I think I'm quite boring. I don't know, but I guess I made the cut.
I guess if you're being followed around, somebody wants to follow you around with a camera. I mean, I guess that's a good argument against your opinion. You know? Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I love those kind of documentaries, and I actually try to reflect that with my show as well. And like, I'll have, you know, maybe a chef, an artist. You know, I don't want to stick strictly to music. You know what I mean? I want to have people that create and communicate and leave the day with more than when they started.
Right.
Yeah. Who are some of the other culturally relevant people you might come to mind, people that made an impression on you, other than somebody specifically in your field?
If we go with music,
well, it could be anywhere. Like I said, it could be the culinary arts. It could be music.
If I have to pick a hero, I always go with my dad. I mean, you know, you said different field though. I don't know, Mikey, you want to help me out on this one? You got somebody in a different field that's not music, let's say, or not somebody, art that you admire.
Somebody that you'd rather, maybe not direct and, influence. I don't like saying, hey, who influenced you? Because it forces people to like, find somebody that's close to what they do specifically. But look, man, all us creative people, basically what you do is you're throwing a bunch of shit into a pot and it comes out a certain way, you know? Or as somebody compared it to a Play-Doh Fun Factory, like you throw a bunch of stuff in a Play-Doh Fun Factory and you squeeze it and it comes out stars or something. So I guess that's what I'm asking, you know? Is there somebody you play on the headphones when you paint?
Narrow it down. Give me a field here.
Who are you listening to on your headphones when you paint?
When I Paint.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. I had Miles Davis on there, the whole album, Kind of Blue. I think that's 1957 jazz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the last thing I painted with. Before that, I had to have had a little bit of The Doors. I had a Freddie Fender, actually. The greatest hits, yeah. Believe it or not.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty eclectic there.
Films too, though. Films have a big impact on, you know, we've had Tarantino.
Oh, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Big admirer of the Tarantino, the Robert Rodriguez films. Uh-huh. And again, that's rubbed off on my murals, right? I did Danny Trejo, Machete.
That's right, you did, yeah. Yeah, I pushed that when I was promoting the show today. I picked that one to promote with because that was probably the most eye-catching. He came out to see the mural, right?
Yeah, he was there when we were painting it. It was good to have him. First day out, you know, that afternoon, as soon as, you know, you get the likeness of Danny Trejo, he stops by to regulate, you know, who are you and why are you painting me?
How did you find the man?
He found me.
Was he cool?
Oh, how did I find him? Yeah, I found him to be a very pleasant human being. Nothing at all like his movies. Very friendly, but still has that rugged, you know, that hard edge to him when he talks to you. But yeah. Great guy, very friendly.
I think that specific mural was a little bit of a pivotal point for you, you know? Like, what made you choose Trejo for that one?
It was actually my first mural, so it was definitely pivotal.
Really?
And what's that?
That was your first?
Well, solo, right?
That was my first mural, yeah. The first one I did out there at Mural Mile, the first one I did on my own.
Yeah, and you got a lot of attention for it, too.
I did. Kind of just... it hit the ground running.
That's cool, man, because pressure would have been on right after that, right? And so you didn't let anybody down. I like that.
I guess so.
Yeah. And how do you convince, you know, the neighborhood, like, to have this big, you know, threatening OG, you know, ex-convict, which, you know, he is, you know, guy on the wall, you know?
You just do it.
Just like,
I rolled the dice on it, you know? I wanted to paint something that, you know, really reflected Pacoima and Pacoima's image.
Now, you told me you didn't let him know before. You said, hey, I got some art.
But I didn't let him know?
You had told me that.
Yeah, I didn't let him know. I didn't ask. I just put it up, you know? And like I said, I rolled the dice on it. And it paid off. I wanted to paint something that everybody could relate to, something that really reflected the neighborhood. And when you walk around Pacoima streets, everybody's got this Pacoima stare on them, you know what I mean? Like, and I just, that's what I did out there. I wanted to capture that look, that presence of people that are standing on the corners out there on the streets. And I guess I did it well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've been in the area. I've eaten in the area. And there's a little bit of a, why are you talking to me kind of.
Exactly.
Going on. There's a little bit of a wife Peter Tan thing going on.
Hey, but he's a very good example of how you can rise above, like, you know, very bleak situations.
Precisely. Sure. Precisely the way I painted him.
He's like a people's champion.
Yeah, for sure.
And everybody I know that's talked to the dude says the same thing. Like, super nice guy, cordial. He looks at you. And I heard the same thing about his kids, too.
Yeah,
still hanging out on the block. That's why he knew I was painting him.
That's all right, man. Thank you so much for coming down, guys.
Hey, can I ask what instrumental this is in the back?
Right now?
Yeah.
This is Can Kick.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And this is from Arts Unknown.
Oh, it is.
So he's a great, I put him in back of like interviews and stuff like that. It's just perfect. It moves it along. It's perfect mellow feel.
You ever, Damu the Fudge Monk? Have you ever heard of him?
Whom?
Damu the Fudge Monk?
No.
He has the... Look him up. He's not, of course, not exactly like Can Kick, but, you know, they both have very mellow things. You know, you could just vibe out to whether someone wants to rap over it or you want to use it as, you know, background B-roll.
I will check that out. Yeah, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to put that on Michael's pick to click.
All right.
Right up next, we're going to hear Cimarron's legendary Trojan record band and... also a backup band. They backed up a lot of legends throughout their days, too. Anyway, the tune we're going to hear is Wake Up Ja Man Can. Ja Man Can, like Jamaican. And right after that, the legendary Joe Higgs. Man, pretty much an architect for ska and reggae. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to come back in a few minutes. Thank you, Love Tones.
Together.
legend Joe Higgs, Steppin' Razor. He wrote that tune in the late 60s, and most people know the Peter Tosh version. That's who made it famous, but it's actually his song. He wrote it. Anyway, the Wailers are backing him up on that tune, Steppin' Razor, from the Black Man Know Yourself album, 2005. Thanks so much, guys, for coming by. And once again, I want to make sure to, first of all, loved ones, you know the websites. And we're talking about for Levi's site. Well, of course, you can find him on Instagram and Facebook and all the social media. But you could go right to his website. Probably has the biggest concentration of work at www.levi.com. You can also check out Loved Ones Neighborhood -love.com because we did a little photo essay about a month or so ago. I forget.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for putting it out there, you know. And Michael, also, what's the website we're talking about?
Yeah, to get more familiar with my mom, or, you know, to find where you could find her product or whatever, it's JennyRiveraMusic.com. And for me, you could find us at Culture Aspects Clothing. You know, that's my project, Culture Aspects Clothing, on Instagram. And also, I'm part of Breakbeats and Rhymes radio movement, and we have a hip-hop show running on Saturdays on 97 KPFK LA from...